Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to my friend Graham Davis, who's the Director of New Media at Truscott Russman. Good evening, Graham. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Cheryl?
And I guess I should say, and can be followed on Twitter.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter. Creatively, Graham Davis is my handle.
Very good. And I should say the same for me, at Fritz and Friends, and the and is an N, so it's Fritz and Friends. I'm just brand new to this. I am following you now on Twitter, and Graham, that's, I see you've been doing this a long time.
Yeah, since fall 2007, so I'm a senior citizen by Twitter standards.
And I'm a newbie, so be gentle. Be careful with me, okay?
You're doing great.
I wanted to talk to you, Graham, about what came up with Twitter in relationship to the death of Osama bin Laden. I found this fascinating, and you were the one who came to mind, that apparently this was kind of at first talked about and released, and tweets were coming out from a gentleman in Pakistan who kind of unwittingly was reporting it as it happened.
Yeah, you know, I find this to be one of the most fascinating social media stories, certainly in my lifetime, certainly since social media has been around. You often hear people say that social media isn't widely used or people aren't using it. Well, I love the United States launches a secret attack on the number one terrorist in the world, and it just so happens there's someone right next door tweeting about it live as it occurs. About 9 hours before the official announcement of Osama bin Laden's death, someone in Abbottabad, Pakistan, starts tweeting about a helicopter hovering overhead, then notices later that the helicopter didn't have any Taliban markings and didn't look like a familiar helicopter, then slowly realizes, wait a second, something is totally different about this. So I love his tweet at the end of this whole series of, there's a helicopter overhead, it's making loud noises. All of a sudden, uh-oh, now I'm the guy that live-blogged the Osama raid without knowing it.
Well, and it is fascinating. The gentleman, I'm looking at an article with a picture of one of his tweets. His tweet name was really virtual. He's a 33-year-old IT consultant in Abbottabad, as you said. And he was just, you know, saying that this is unusual. There's something going on here. And he had no idea that he was letting us all know.
Yeah, you know, it's not something that was picked up on before the event, obviously, but as soon as the announcement was made, people looked back and made the connections and figured out this guy was on to one of the biggest stories, certainly of this millennium so far.
Well, and have you been able to look at anything else that he has done? And he must be a regular user of Twitter.
Yeah, I guess he's just an IT consultant in the area that also owns a coffee shop. I read a backstory about him. He went to Abbottabad to find peace and quiet and a place to work, and all of a sudden gets caught up in the middle of all this. So I certainly don't think he found peace and quiet, but he did find social media fame.
Well, he sure did. And the statistics, I'm looking at a graph that shows Google Trends. It was on Twitter that evening up until, 12 or 6 o'clock, there's not much happening. All of a sudden, there is a huge spike in the graph as this became known. I first heard about this on Facebook. I was in South Carolina about 10:30 at night, 10:15, and I'm seeing people say, you know, there's something going on. The president's got an announcement at 10:30. So then I paid attention and then turned on the TV. I wouldn't have had any clue. It came to me on Facebook.
No, that's exactly the same way I found out. At about 9:45 or so that night, Dan Pfeiffer, the White House communications director, tweeted that the president would address the nation at 10:30 Eastern time. Obviously, that's completely uncommon on a Sunday night. So all of a sudden, this buzz just immediately starts to grow on social media. What's he going to talk about? What's going on? About 10:25, 5 minutes before the president was supposed to speak, Donald Rumsfeld's chief of staff, the former defense secretary, tweets, "So I'm told by a reputable person they've killed Osama bin Laden. Hot damn." And all of a sudden, that message gets retweeted and retweeted over and over. And that's really what kind of scooped the president, scooped almost all of the television media, and led to this social media wildfire. There were over 3,400 tweets per second from 10:45 p.m. through 12:30 a.m. Sunday night.
Well, and it certainly got the president the audience that probably wouldn't have been there. People would have been in bed at that time.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly, as soon as I heard the news, I called just about everyone I knew. I called home. I sent a text message to Kelly Rossman, tune in, flip on your TV. And I'm sure that played out millions and millions of instances around the world.
Yeah, and people who aren't using things like, you know, social media don't understand the impact that it has. I scour it regularly, Facebook, for story ideas and to get a hold of people and what's on people's minds. It's an amazing resource.
Yes, I mean, even the people that aren't using social media are ultimately benefiting from it, from just the different perspectives you're able to pick up on through something like that. It's also a great way. President Bush, George W. Bush, Sunday night, put out his statement through Facebook Sunday at 11:55 p.m. Immediately caught fire. I'm looking at it right now. Almost 60,000 people like it on Facebook. And where else can you get a message out that quickly? 5 minutes to midnight on a Sunday night.
Well, and I did just read an article on politicians expanding the use of social media, and President Obama, frankly, used it very well in his campaign in 2008, and I can only imagine that other folks are going to be doing the same in 2012.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a long way to go, because I think what the president really understood in 2008, I worked for his campaign very briefly, but what he really understood is it's about grassroots activity, and it's about what people are saying as opposed to more top-down communication. And I haven't really seen too many people emulate that to the degree the president was successful. So it'll be interesting to see what happens 2012.
Well, and what I also like, I am brand new to it. I think I'm still under three figures in how many times I've tweeted for the show. But used effectively, it's an amazing way to relay information, and within 140 characters or less, efficiency of language becomes very important.
Yeah, but if you think about it, some of the most important phrases in our lives are pretty short. I mean, you think about a wedding, I do. Those are the most important two words just about anyone will have in their lives, and that's, you know, you can fit that 70 times in a tweet.
Well, I think that's very profound, Graham. That's very profound. You're doing this all day long, and lucky for you, this is part of your job as director of new media. That's what this means.
Yeah, we help our clients develop their own new media strategies. We do it sometimes for our clients. We're happy to find a way to make it work for you.
Well,
basically, if you're not using this today, you're missing out.
Well, and clearly Truscott Rossman has realized that, and I am following both Truscott Rossman and you, Graham Davis, on Twitter now, and I look forward to getting some scoops on story ideas from there as well in the future.
Yeah, and we'll keep following Fritz and Friends to keep tabs on what's going on the show.
Well, very good. Graham, I appreciate your insight into this tonight. I think it's an area that folks, kind of like me, were a little bit afraid of and not sure exactly how to use it. So I'm feeling my way through it, and I'm finding an awful lot of great information there. Thanks so much tonight.
No problem. Anytime, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. Graham Davis, who's Director of New Media at Truscott Rossman. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.